4 CBA.
Doing today.
Good. Hope you are. I am headed out to play some tennis, and I'm beginning to feel a few sprinkles here. I hope it's not going to start raining.
No coming. It's supposed to start coming a little bit of it coming in, you know, late tonight. Probably not now, but late tonight. Anyway.
It's not supposed to start raining here till like sometime after midnight, I think. But anyway, so who knows? But if we get rained out, we get rained out. It won't be the first time. So what have you been up to today?
Taking it a little easy. I had my left eye cataract done yesterday, so I've just been kind of putzing around a little bit. And I did get out of the house and what have you, but that's about it.
I know I'm going to have that one of these days. I mean, they haven't said anything to me about having cataracts, but, you know, dang, I had to run off the road to miss that truck and his trailer there. So how was it?
Probably when they put the IV in, and the girl that put it in was so good, I didn't even feel that. So, I mean, that should pretty much sum it up. You don't feel nothing, and they don't even really put you that much to sleep. Actually, I was going to tell them next time, don't even give me the I don't care medicine, because it was so easy that I didn't even need it.
They've got this drug called Versed, and I really like it, but the nurses call it the amnesia drug. So I said, yeah, just make it a double.
I'm pulling into the store here. I'm going to lose you in about 10 seconds. I'll be in and out and back on the road. I'll call back to you in D7J.
Here a few more minutes. KB4CBA mobile.
Hey, this is KE4IR.
No, that last station, if you were calling me, I didn't get a bit of that. I apologize. KB, this is KB4CBA.
CBA, this is KE4IR over here in Inman. I'm just checking out the radio, stuck a new antenna up.
KE4IR, okay. What kind of antenna you putting up?
They're making a stealth antenna, so I'm using I guess it's a Ringo Ranger that I mounted internally in an attic that's about two stories off the ground, so it seems to be doing okay.
Where you're located, but you're hitting the repeater solid, and that was my first 2-meter antenna, and I had that one for a long time. In fact, I think I left it on the tower. Because when I moved, I left the tower. Which was a dumb thing to do, but anyway, I did. Well, I moved into an HOA, so I just said, heck with it. But I should have taken it down and given it to somebody or something. Oh, well. Water under the bridge. So, and I've got to get my HF antenna back. I probably got a Carolina Wyndham that had to come down, and so I got to get it back up in the air so I can get back on HF.
I've been considering doing the same thing, and I'm living in a smaller subdivision with the HOA. I don't have to deal with anything, but I discovered when I went up in my attic, I'm like, I got plenty of space up there, and I decided I just hang it from up there, and I actually, it's not mounted, it's actually hanging from the top of the roof down, and then I ran a ground lead down, and then I've got, obviously, coax feed going to it.
Do what you have to do. My Carolina Wyndham is 135 feet long, and... Let's see who this is. That's my daughter. Let me take this, KB4CBA.
Hey, KE4R standing by.
For CBG mobile.
KG, this is KE4R.
4R, this is Carlos in Pickens.
His name here is Steve, and I'm located in Minnesota, South Carolina, so I'm on the opposite side of Greenville that you are from Pickens.
Have you loud and clear over here in the Pickens area?
Good, I'm running. I was just talking to KB4CBA, and I just stuck up a new antenna, and I've got it mounted in the attic. It's indoor, kind of a stealth antenna. I live in an HOA, so I don't have to deal with anybody there. They don't even know it's up, so seems to be working very good. And I met my overall goal was to be able to get in the repeater full quieting. I've been working off an HT, and it doesn't work too good from this area in here, but this seems to work very well. I even got a full quieting signal coming in from receive.
Congrats on getting the system up. Like I said, I'm on a mobile here. Just got back from a trip to Texas visiting my dad, who's a longtime ham. I just have my technician, but he was showing me some of the DMR stuff. I think that might be my next step to be able to talk to him down in Texas. I assume there's a DMR repeater around here. Is that correct?
I can give you an update on that. I'm not sure. I would think there probably is. It's not even the one we're on, but... should be able to do that, and obviously Texas is your low band thing on you know, something on a shorter wavelength, you probably do okay on that. I used to talk to my dad down in Florida, and I had a multi-purpose, it wasn't anything special, multi-purpose center fed dipole that I had cut for several different bands, and I could switch bands and usually work him, you know, during the days on one frequency and sometimes catch them on 80 at night.
Contact ND7J. DMR repeaters. If you go to repeaterbook.com, that's repeaterbook.com, you can find all the repeaters, DMR, everything, including EchoLink and all the other ways to get all the other repeaters pulled up. It's repeaterbook.com. Get it online, you can download an app on your phone and give you everything you need.
Fine business. I will I'll look up repeaterbook.com, I think is what I heard. I'll do that. Like I said, it may be my next step. I was pretty impressed with the operation I saw down in Texas, like I said.
Book.com. That's all. I'll let you guys have it back at it. ND7J, mobile and clear. I'm clear.
Thank you for the tip there. Steve, I think we're looking at some weather coming in tonight and then pretty strong tomorrow is what I gather.
I'm anticipating the same thing. I was thinking about just before I heard somebody on here to make a call. I was thinking about running outside. I got a pool out back. I'm thinking about pumping some water out of it before the storm hits. I'm sure I'll be pumping after the storm, but may get a little bit ahead of it.
K4CBG. Yeah, I just I got out of the business of a pool at my house I guess it's been 2 years now. He brought a smile to my face when he said that. I don't miss having to keep up with the pool, over.
A little bit of time. It hasn't been too bad. This is the first one I've had, so I've been in this house for about a year, so it hasn't been that bad. But it is something you gotta tend to and stay on top of, so definitely try to do that. But I'm not even sitting normally where as high as I normally am, but I know if we're gonna get 6 to 8 inches of water, I'm sure I will.
When you do that, I don't know if you're chemical or salt, but of course when you pump out you're gonna alter your chemical balance, so watch that.
Cascading of sea of events. So you do one thing, it affects something else. You're right on that. So, yeah, I'll be watching that as well. So we're close to the end of the season anyway. So it was a little nippy this morning. I went out there, I was kind of walking around, going, swimming season's coming to an end.
We have to batten down the hatches shortly here. Yeah, the issue I had, which kind of soured me to it, was I had a leak. It was an old pool, probably 45 years old. And it was one of those old gunite pools, and it leaked. There was a crack somewhere, I think, in the pipes underneath the ground. And we never could get it. Every year we'd try to repair something, and it never did get it. So I was, one summer, the last summer I had it, I literally turned the water on in April or May, whenever it is, and just left the water running through the entire season. And of course, it wasn't just the water. I was, like you said, my chemicals were altering, so I had to keep adding chemicals in addition to that.
Painful to have to undergo that. So, yeah, at some point, the other side of it, too, is we all age, and you get to a point where you say, do I really want to do this anymore? So that's another consideration for down the road.
One DMB coming. And I've been just listening here to your conversation, and I know you were asking about whether we had any digital facilities set up in this area on repeaters. It is my understanding that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club is in the process of preparing the existing repeater to be expanded with that capability. I know a couple of fellows went up, not the past weekend, I think, but perhaps the weekend before, to do some of the work that would be required to connect that repeater equipment up to the internet. So keep up to date with Blue Ridge to see what's going on. Over.
Information, that's good. And now that I'm kind of up and running and got the mobile up and running, I'll have to check in on one of the club meetings and maybe even join the club.
After that, I just joined myself, but I've been listening in on the nets from time to time for the last few months. I only got my license back in May, so I'm a real noob and still coming up to speed on all these things. But I just thought I'd share that with you. N1 DMV out.
K4 CBG, I'll be checking in as well with the club and also that repeaterbook.com. I'd like to do that if I can. Like I said, that would be the next logical step for me. It would allow me to get on the air with my father without having to rig up an HF setup.
EG, this is KE4R. Carlos, are you still there?
Still here. How do you hear?
Are you full quieting? No, I don't hear it. Yeah, you're hitting the repeater fine.
It's loud and clear as well. I am pulling into the high school for the cross country team. I'm going to be picking up my son here. So, Steve, I'm going to say 73. Good talking with you, and we will talk soon. The name is Carlos, call sign Kilo 4. Charlie Bravo Golf, 73, sir.
Good evening. Good to your son running a track. That's a good thing. And we'll catch you on down the road. I'll try to catch you in one of the nets one of these nights. K4CBG, this is KE4IR, clear.
If you're talking to me, son, I know sometimes I make it in, sometimes I don't.